story. I'm just now watching. I'm watching a little this and that and nowadays to get ideas or inspiration or study. This is an old TV series from 67 called The Prisoner, British. And, well, it's so-so. But there is one interesting thing here. That you find this, the events happening in an environment which is, it looks like a beautiful village. Well, it is. With nice people having a nice time there. Girls by the pool in the bikini and by the beach, and everyone just very, very, very normal. But actually, it's a prison that our hero has been put into. So it's kind of an artificially created world. So now, if we just take that, I'm thinking just ways of building up scenes and things here in this story in general. I'm looking at one scene here in the first episode somewhere, 48, 43 minutes in. Some strange things are going on, dark things are going on, and a whole intrigue is unfolding there for our hero. There are like rooms where the controllers of this whole place sit and looking at him, and because he used to be a secret agent and now they want to control him and his mind. So it's getting kind of, well, when he's walking around here by the pool and the woman sitting there sunbathing and bathing, what do you say? They all of a sudden, they don't look very real. It's like very surreal feeling you get them. You know, those, that girl there with the bath ball. Who is she? What is she doing there? Is she an employee? That's the surreal thing that gets to. So I'm thinking, because I've had similar feelings in life, and I'm thinking we could build this into our story also, that something strange is going on here and very deep. Well, maybe we can translate it like this, that our story is now shifting more and more between the Burloka level of earthly existence here in this physical world and that of the world beyond, which is, we realize more and more, more real. And the game going on down there on Earth is kind of reflecting something that the people who actually stand outside of this and are just acting in there with some kind of avatars, that they kind of need to act through in order to learn something or whatever is going on. There's a drama going on down there, like when people play a multiplayer game online, right? And poof, they stop playing and, oh, why did you do that? And you shouldn't have done that to me there. And so we can build it a bit like that. And then we can show this. So it gets very strange, the whole mood there on the earthly level. That's what I'm talking about. And I think I spoke before about even making the graphical style of the earthly level distinguished by a specific style, which is a kind of fleshy and you know, the bodies they have there, they're, you can see that they're a little, I don't know, animalistic, but, you know, the hair on the bodies and the pores and the skin and the, we can have a little bit exaggerate those kind of fleshy, very earthly features, and those who are outside of that earthly realm, they have cleaner, more beautiful and not so faulty and gross, animalistic features. We can call the humans the angel monkeys, Engla Apa, which I invented when I was like 20, 21 or something. So I started seeing the humans as a kind of breed between angels and monkeys. So we can play a little with that also, because that's what I'm kind of talking about here. Yeah, just an idea.